The New York investment giant Blackstone have announced a bid to buy out James Packer's embattled Crown Casino Resorts for $8 billion. The bid, which comes in the wake of numerous investigations into the company, promises to be the first shot in a potential bidding war, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. I asked James Thompson, Chanticleer columnist of the Financial Review, who exactly Blackstone, the possible future owners of Crown Resorts, are.
Blackstone is a New York-listed investment giant that is worth about $100 billion on the New York Stock Exchange. They invest in a range of what I would call private market asset classes. So private equity, heavily in property. They invest in various types of debt. They actually have a relatively strong presence in Australia. They've got a team of about 30. They've invested about $14 billion over the last 11 years. Crown, for them, is very much a property play, and that's the prism through which they'll view this deal.
So they are interested in Crown more as a property than the sort of specific casino aspects?
So this was originally run out of the property team. Blackstone has sort of played both sides of the casino game. So they own a casino in Las Vegas called the Cosmopolitan, which is on the Las Vegas Strip, and they do own the property and operate the casino. But more recently, they've done some big deals where they've bought the underlying property of the casino, of a number of casinos, including the MGM Grand, the Bellagio, and the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And they've just held onto the property and let another company operate the casino. So there is a thought here that what they could do is buy Crown and then effectively split it into two. One business would be the operating company, which would run the casino's operations, and the other business would be a property trust, which would effectively hold those properties and improve them and collect rent from the operator.
How does Crown benefit from this potential deal?
Effectively, this is a sort of plain takeover bid where Blackstone would own Crown, and the Crown investors would walk away, hopefully, with a big whack of cash from the takeover bid.
You mentioned that there's the potential for Crown as we know it to cease to exist.
Those problems don't go away. They'll have to keep working with regulators in New South Wales and Victoria and Western Australia over the next year to ensure that they can hold on to their casino licenses in those three states. So the Crown, as we know it, will need to keep working through those processes. And a condition of the bid, actually, is that Crown does resolve their issues with regulators over the course of the next 12 months or so.
And what is the likelihood of this takeover actually proceeding?
Well, I guess that's the $64 million question right now. So Blackstone's offered $11.85 a share for Crown, which is about 20% more than it was trading at last week. So that's a reasonable premium. But Crown's smaller investors, they want more than that. They're looking for more like $14 or $15 a share. There's a fair gap between $11.85 and, say, $15 a share. Now, will Crown be able to convince Blackstone to increase its bid, or will another takeover bidder appear on the scene and make an offer for Crown? That's what we don't know. And that's one of the areas of uncertainty here. The other, of course, is that the Victorian Royal Commission starts on Wednesday. So there could be more bad news for Crown to come out of that. And we don't know how that might affect the takeover. So there's still a lot to play out here. I think we're at the very early stages of quite a long process.
Yeah, and that is the final question that I wanted to ask is, it's obvious that Crown is looking for a buyer now with these sorts of bids being the starting of that process. What would the timeline on this process look like? How long can we expect this to take?
I think we're probably looking at least 6 months and maybe as long as 12 months. The Victorian Royal Commission will run, is due to report in August, and the West Australian Royal Commission is due to report in November. So I think both Crown and any potential bidder, including Blackstone, would want to see how those Royal Commissions play out. So that will take some time. It'll also take some time for Blackstone to go through the regulatory approval process that they'll need to tackle. They have advanced in that, but there's still a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. And I think also we just need to realise that if there is a takeover, if another suitor does emerge, then that will take some time to play out as well. You'll have a bit of back and forth, and these things tend to get pretty lengthy. So I'm thinking we're not going to get a full resolution for at least 6 months, and I reckon it could be perhaps 12 months until we know what Crown's fate looks like.
James Thompson, Chanticleer columnist at the Financial Review, speaking there with me, Ryan Stanton.